Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Just had a lovely message from someone who said when they were a teacher and Gay retired, they wrote to him and asked him would he come into the class to talk to the students about his life. He called the next day and spent 2 hours talking to the class in that school, and the listener says that this was one of the best days in his teaching career, a true gentleman, and that is how it is done. 51551 for your messages. Now, a strange light, you might have seen it. It was spotted in the sky across Ireland last night. I'm convinced I saw this on my way into work early this morning when it was still dark, because thousands of people have reported sightings with videos of the mysterious object being captured from Ballyhigh to Bundoran. So what's prompted this UFO speculation? Is that what it was? Danielle Wilcox is an astronomy expert and she joins me on the line. Hello, Danielle.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Did you see it?
I actually didn't see it, and I'm actually devastated because I have seen some of the videos and some of the images, and it does look pretty spectacular in the night sky.
Yeah, it was a very bright white light sitting immobile, just hanging there. It looked to be quite low when I was coming in this morning. Do we know what it was?
Yeah, so I know there was a lot of speculation around whether or not it was a UFO or some kind of alien invasion and some sort of thing like that. In all reality, it most likely was part of the rocket launch that happened from Florida yesterday from the Starlink. So it wasn't anything extraterrestrial, unfortunately.
But still, that's quite impressive if it was part of a rocket launch. Yeah. What were we seeing then?
So a lot of times when we have rocket launches going, there could be extra fuel left over. So there's always, it's very well calculated how much fuel you'll need to get a rocket off of the surface of the Earth and into space. But there's always a little bit extra in case it's needed. And if that extra is left over when they move into the second stage and the rockets break apart, from their payloads, they'll have to release that extra fuel. And so what happens is that that comes back down into the atmosphere. And because it's so high up and it's so cold there, things will crystallize in the upper atmosphere.
Does it ignite then, or what's happening to create that bright light?
So it's freezing. So what you're getting is these little ice particles that end up acting like prisms. And so they're refracting the light. So when we're in the darkness, at the time that it actually was happening, we're in the Earth's shadow here in Ireland. It was dark, so our skies looked really dark. But it was just after sunset, the way I was looking at the photos, there was a glow on the horizon, which tells me the sun was just there. So it's actually picking up the sunlight high in the atmosphere and refracting that back down to us. So it makes it glow up in the atmosphere.
Should we worry about this type of fuel dump happening? Is it in any way dangerous?
No, not really. It's not really going to affect us. And the reason that these rocket launches take place is they happen over places where it's not going to be a lot of people underneath it. So that's why they launch close to the oceans and things. So this coming back down really isn't going to affect us here. It's not anything we really have to worry about.
So maybe it's likely then that we'll see some more of these UFO type lights in the sky as more of these rockets from private companies in particular take flight.
Yeah, so this is very, very common now. I think it's such an interesting time to be alive when I really look at it and I'm thinking, how interesting is it that we just look up in the sky and we're seeing the remnants of rocket launches? Like, this is the kind of thing that even like 100 years ago, we couldn't even fathom. So the fact that we're looking at something and going, oh my God, is that an alien life form? Is that a UFO in the sky? But it's humans that are doing this. This is technology that we've created, and we've created something so magnificent that we actually think it's aliens. There's no way humans can do this. Mm-hmm. But I think it's just such an interesting thing to actually experience and see something like that in the sky.
Well, there is a Harvard University astronomer now who said yesterday that an incoming comet could be alien and a threat to humanity. We did have that only this week.
Yeah, so it's an interesting field to be in when you're working in astronomy and space, because people always ask, is there life out there? What's out in space, in the universe? Are we being visited? And it's really, I'll say that when we look at astronomer numbers, we're not seeing things in the sky that's really that abnormal. So, and we're looking at the skies all the time. So you'd think that if we were finding aliens visiting and we're seeing flying saucers, astronomers with their telescopes would be the first ones to see them. But we're not seeing anything really visiting Earth. And when we think about it, and we think about the vastness of the universe, it's big, and it's really hard to understand how big it is. So our closest planet that's outside of the solar system is 4 light years away. Mm-hmm. So that means we'd have to be traveling at the speed of light for 4 years straight to be able to get that. And that's our closest neighbor. And then we look at our galaxy. If we look at the Milky Way, the Milky Way has hundreds of billions of planets in it. So we have loads of options for the possibility of life being out there and intelligent life being out there. But they're so, so far away from us that even if they were looking back and trying to find us here, we'd be a speck of dust in the blackness of space. Mm-hmm. So even for Earth, it'd be hard to find.
It messes with our mind, even trying to think about it, Danielle. Space, but in the meantime, we can enjoy lights from fuel dumps brightening up the night sky. Danielle, thank you so much. Danielle Wilcox, who's an astronomy expert. Next up, we'll have great advice on what to watch on the small screen and at the cinema in the month to come with Brian and Aoife. That's after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.